My name is Elin Begley, and I am with the National Center for HIV, Viral Hepatitis, STD, and TB Prevention. So I want to thank you for coming today. I am presenting for Shantae Wright in the Division of STD Prevention, and she unfortunately could not make it, so I ask you to go easy on me. I will answer questions, but please be kind. I want to thank the other co-authors, Priscilla, Marcello, Todd, Nicole, Sean, and Susan for contributing to this here today. So I'll go over the overview here. I'm going to talk about our evaluation approach. And I'm sorry, let me go back a moment. This is a multi-site evaluation of interorganizational collaboration and service integration in STD programs. It's really the evaluation plan that we developed for our PIXI funding demonstration project. So that's kind of what we're going to be covering here today. So this is the overview. I'll be talking about the evaluation approach, the planning process that we used, the CDC evaluation framework we used for our framework. I'll show you the logic model that we developed and talk about our data collection methods and some theory that we used to help guide our efforts. So again, this is about the PIXI demonstration project. And PIXI is a national goal, the goal of the National Center, to support and promote a syndemic approach to prevention by promoting better collaboration between programs and supporting appropriate service integration at the point of access. So the project that I'm going to describe, or that this evaluation is for here, was funded by the National Center, and it's managed out of the Division of STD Prevention. We had 6 health department grantees, and they're funded for 3 years. And the goal of the project was to fund the health departments to make an assessment of the level of program collaboration and service integration in year one and make a plan to address that and improve their program collaboration and service integration. And then in years 2 and 3, they're to conduct the improved services and collect data to demonstrate the impacts of PIXI. So the project was designed then to increase service efficiency by combining, streamlining, and enhancing prevention services, to maximize opportunities to screen, treat, or vaccinate. And really, the main goal here is to improve the health among persons that are negatively affected by multiple diseases. And so the presentation here is going to focus on the development of the evaluation plan for this project. So, you know, with every evaluation, you really need to bring a lot of people to the table with different perspectives and think about what it is you really want to look at, how you want to look at it, and so forth. So you can't just go to criticalthinking.com and click on the answers, right? Sadly. But the benefit of all that is that, you know, it requires a participatory approach. And we really wanted to involve our partners, those at the local level and their partners, as we put together this evaluation. And this meant that we had active involvement of our stakeholders, both for the development and as we move, you know, continue moving forward in the implementation. Evaluation really requires that you have a firm understanding of program functions and process. And so that meant that each of our grantees really had to spend time being able to thoroughly describe the program and decide where the gaps are and how they wanted to address them. But then this participatory approach also hopefully ensures the usability of evaluation results, because it's a lot of time and effort for everyone to come together and discuss these projects and kind of assess what is going on in their health department. So, you know, we want something to come out of that. So our evaluation planning process then is really consisted of identifying the relevant questions. You know, where are services lacking? Where is program collaboration lacking? And then planning the evaluation design to address that. And selecting appropriate measures and data collection methods. So the next couple of slides are a little busy, but I'm going to walk you through them. If you've done any evaluation with CDC, you might recognize the CDC's evaluation framework. And we use this framework for our demonstration project evaluation. So I'm going to walk you through it. And for our part, we really kind of broke it down into different pieces for different years. So the first 4 pieces were used in year 1 and 2. And we start with the engagement of stakeholders, as I've already mentioned. You can see that this is split up for PCSE sites and then the CDC. So at the PCSE jurisdiction level, there is a champion who is kind of at the higher level in the health department who really can help move things forward when things are a little stuck. There's the PCSE coordinator, like the project coordinator, a data analyst, and then they have to have a steering committee of people from various disciplines and, you know, different disease backgrounds to help guide their efforts. And then there's program folks and clients that are served. On the CDC side, then, there's obviously our grantees. And then a key role is the PCSE program consultants and project officers who can help our grantees out as they're trying to swim through these waters. And then, of course, you know, leadership staff at the division and center level. I mentioned how important it was to describe the program, and here we've again broken it down, this time by collaboration and service integration. And so identifying PCSE opportunities in the collaboration component, identifying barriers, listing the priorities for implementation. And then as far as integration, we really wanted folks to take a thorough assessment and make a plan of how they're going to move forward. And this included the development of our logic model, and then identifying target populations and settings in which they wanted to integrate services. Then in focusing on the evaluation design, this is broken up by years. And in the first year, it's really a process of evaluating what's actually being done at the time of funding as far as collaboration and service delivery goes. And developing evaluation questions. Years two and three then take those evaluation questions and really move forward with the process of integrating those services, determining local indicators, and the impact of service delivery. For gathering credible evidence, this is, for year one, the evidence is really the assessment. What's going on currently, and how are you going to address that? Years two and three then are saying, okay, we've done these. We've started implementing these integrated services. What's the impact of that? And let's analyze and monitor and analyze that data. So then as we get into year three, then we start focusing on the justifying conclusions and learning, ensuring use and sharing lessons learned. So this really is about reporting the results to the PCSE champion, the steering committee, project staff, and CDC, making sure that, you know, those who are really intimately involved know what's going on, but also then presenting that to the wider community. And ensuring lessons learned and use is really also about not just sharing it with the wider community, but making sure that these mechanisms can be expanded, if appropriate, and sustained. Okay. So again, another busy slide, but I will walk you through this. This is our evaluation logic model, and like any logic model, has your inputs, activities, outputs, and outcomes. The inputs, again, are our staff that I've mentioned earlier. The activities have been broken down by PCSE collaboration, and program collaboration and service integration. And for collaboration, we're talking about, you know, increasing awareness of PCSE and developing the assessment and identifying those opportunities. And for service integration, it's things like selecting the target population and planning, you know, looking at barriers and laws and policies that might, you know, prove some difficulties. For our outcomes, then we're talking about, you know, the PCSE assessment, opportunities created, and for our outputs is, you know, those identifying those target populations and determining what services can we bring to these folks. The outcomes, then, is really a short-term and long-term focus. So we want to increase awareness of PCSE. We want to increase collaboration and so forth, increase efficiency. But long-term, we want to reduce those diseases that we're targeting, right, and adopting PCSE as an approach to service delivery overall. And the ultimate, then, program aim here is to strengthen and provide opportunities for collaboration to support integrated approaches to service delivery. I think it's important to note that, you know, all of what we do then has impact on these external factors of existing laws, policies, and procedures that, you know, as you're planning and moving along can be barriers, but can also impact them so that those things can change and no longer be barriers for others. So I wanted to give you an example then of what our evaluation questions are for year one. Again, we're breaking these things down by program collaboration and service integration. You also see that we've addressed health equity, which I haven't been talking about as much here. But for year one, the kinds of questions we're asking is, what is the extent of the collaboration upon receipt of funding? To what extent is data sharing feasible? You know, are surveillance issues helpful, or are they kind of creating problems or challenges? What services are integrated, and what strategies are planned to increase the likelihood of a syndemic approach? So we used, we're using a mixed methods data collection for our evaluation. We're doing things like qualitative data collection with document review and key informant interviews. But we're also developing a collaboration rubric sorry, I thought I'd go short. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that. So we wanted to use a collaboration theory to guide our efforts. And here we're talking about a theory that says you have to have shared purpose, a cycle of inquiry, dialogue. This has to be something that all the partners are engaged in, and it's kind of, you're not moving through this in a linear fashion. And the rubric that we're using then is this, it's called the SAFAR. It's a strategic alliance formative assessment rubric. It comes with a score, and it measures things like networking, cooperating, partnering, merging, unifying, and it helps folks kind of assess where they're at in their own health departments. So this last slide, then, is just the kind of how it all looks when we pull it together. And again, we're in year one. We just ended year one. We're in year two, so we're starting to move forward with those activities as we have kind of assessed and so forth. But this brings together our evaluation questions. It shows how we're going to, you know, look at this, these indicators that we're using, a list of integrated services, changes in policies and procedures, lists of methods to increase integration. And it brings together our methods for that then, document analysis, interviews, and service integration, and so forth. So that's really it. I'm here for the rest of the presentation and happy to answer questions, or you can contact Shantae Wright, and her email address is there. Thanks.